your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. I am Kirk Henderson, joined by Josh Bow. We are both editors at MavsMoneyBall.com. It is 8:30 on Tuesday, September 16th. Josh, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for being flexible as we are recording at a different time because I was puking my guts out last night, but apparently it was just a purge that I needed to get ready to talk basketball. Because I was
gonna make the joke that you were sick from the food at my house.
No, the food was incredible. I think I went to Grape Fest on Sunday and spent most of the day in cloudless 99 degree heat eating festival, you know, fair food. And I've been pretty good about eating. And I think my stomach said, that's enough of that. And
yeah,
yeah, it was one of those 24. I think, you know, it was clearly something I ate because I purged and then I woke up this morning and I wasn't feeling good, but you know, spare you the gory details, but I was feeling better.
So for full disclosure, we had a get together of the Mavs Moneyball staff and then other people in the Mavs adjacent community on Saturday night. And it's really just a time where I can actually low key guilt our staff in person into writing, which is always worth the trip. We watched a Texas A&M beat Notre Dame.
I know, I'm sad I missed the end there.
Dave, our guy David, who's a A&M alumni, like lost his mind during the game. So that's you know, it's always fun to watch sports together. Over here, and you know, talking with the guys, kind of getting geared up for the season, bit by bit by bit. You know, the Steve Ballmer story and the continued stupidity of rich people is kind of overtaking the NBA. But there are some Mavs news and notes that I thought we could talk about today. We probably won't hang out for too long, but we'll be here for a minute. The first two stories that I wanted to talk about are kind of interrelated here. Shout out to Panda Hank for finding this really, I have no idea what this site is, rg.org. Okay. And it's an interview by Mark Medina, who I know from the Los Angeles media. He did an interview with Cooper Flagg's trainer, and it's pretty good. Nothing like, you know, super out, you know, the kind of thing that's like groundbreaking, but anytime you get news related to Cooper and talking about Cooper preparing for the season is fun. And I think the part that I'd like to just lead with that we can read and talk about, then maybe we'll talk about Dirk's charity event a little bit, then swing back to the interview. The trainer's name is Matt McKenzie, Cooper Flagg's trainer. And Mark Medina asks him about, you know, meeting up with Dirk and what was that like? And this is the part that I really thought was interesting. He gives a pretty long answer, but he said, Dirk pretty much let Cooper know that he's always there for him, whether it's for encouragement and support. And also if there's ever a time to spend together on the court and pick up the little things, that's always a possibility. I think Dirk just wants to be able to help him be the best version of himself and just be somebody that he knows he can reach out to. How do we speed run Dirk and Cooper Flagg working out together? I mean, let's circle back on that. So obviously there was this, Dirk's kind of foundation, his annual tennis event that he has. We had a guy on the scene, shout out to Matt Martinez, who did a really fun write-up of what is kind of an odd event, a ton of tennis being played. God, the media are kind of there all day. Apparently Dirk just can't move anymore, which depresses me. You can't really tell that from any of the videos, but, so out there, Cooper goes and meets him, and the video, if you've seen the video, my wife pointed this out, you know, Dirk walks into the room and sees Cooper and he's like, Pat, like holds his face in his hands. And he's like, my boy, you know, just it very much cracked me up. But my wife was like, oh, I wonder if Cooper had, gotten his wisdom teeth out. Cause that's how young he is. And so that ended up being true. Cooper Flagg's mom liked my tweet, which sort of freaked me out. Cause I didn't know that she was on the internet, but of course she is. The trainer ends up confirming that in the interview. So that was kind of fun, you know, just seeing these two guys, side by side talking to each other. Obviously, you know, things are never not going to be weird with Luka having moved on, but you know, just watching Dirk sort of find a way to reinvest back in the Mavericks, at least on the like emotional basketball side. I think that's pretty fun. Don't you?
Yeah, and it goes kind of to say just how ridiculous it is that the Mavericks were able to draft Cooper, because we've been talking about every angle of like what would the preparation for this season be like just from us and as fans if everything about the team was the same as if they had the 12th pick and not Cooper Flagg. And it would be pretty drastic in terms of excitement and interest. And I wonder how much of that, like, I mean, is Dirk, how much is Dirk like running up to the rookie, you know, if the 13th overall pick, is he even at the shirt? You know, like, I mean, maybe, who knows, but it's just different. And I wonder if Cooper, you know, I'm just armchair psychologist, just judging from the side, but obviously Dirk, you know, was hurt by the Luka trade and obviously has some feelings about how the organization went through that, but he clearly is taking a shine to Cooper, and that makes sense because Cooper is a psycho, and when Dirk was in his prime, Dirk was a psycho in terms of his training regimen. I mean, he had those legendary workouts in the summer with Holger, and Cooper seems like he's also kind of wired that way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like they're going to, and like Cooper seems pretty low key. Obviously he's going to be much more involved in terms of like PR and publicity and media more so than Dirk did, but their temperaments kind of feel similar. Like, very much like people just, this is the thing that sucks about most of Dirk's highlights in HD being when he was already kind of well past his prime, is like, if you just find footage of him from standard definition in 2002, like he was one of the most competitive players I've ever watched. And I think Cooper is probably going to fall in that similar vein. And I think, yeah, that makes sense that they're going to, that I think that they would hit it off. And I hope that they're able to spend time together. I hope Cooper is kind of like a conduit for Dirk to kind of stay, you know, emotionally invested in the team that, you know, the only team he ever played for, because I'm sure some of that trust was shattered a bit with the Luka trade. So, yeah, it's all good. And it's pretty cool to see.
It never really dawned on me. I mean, I don't even, Holger is so old at this point that he probably doesn't even work with anybody anymore. But Dirk, you know, it's kind of like the Karate Kid reboot.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's got to be some lessons the old man can pass down, even though Dirk doesn't.
Yeah, especially when you consider what Cooper needs to work on. Like, kind of feels.
That's actually the very next thing that I wanted to hit on, because the trainer, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting his name, Matt McKenzie, you know, has some really good answers, because in the interview, one of the further questions was, what can Cooper learn from Dirk in the nuances you mentioned with the footwork, the angles, and the body separation? And McKenzie follows, just basically answers, you know, the balance, like learning from Dirk about balance. And when we talk about Dirk so much, it's often the shooting touch, but the shooting touch doesn't matter if you can't get off the weird angled and the kind of totally under control shots that Dirk was always able to fire up. And if there's anything that Cooper can continue to learn from, that's why I think this was just kind of a fun conversation topic, is that we've talked about how Cooper has had sort of an accelerated reorientation of his offensive game the last several years. That much is really evident as he goes from playing high school players who he mostly dominates to college guys where he has to put into action things that he hasn't always had to do. And his offensive game right now is still very, raw doesn't feel like the right word. It feels like, what am I looking for? Maybe like I don't want to put an upside cap on him, because I earnestly don't know what he could be. You know,
because for me, 4 years ago it was like,
right,
he was about 4 years to now.
We would be thrilled. Like 4 years ago, it was kind of okay. Is this guy going to be able to be a putback like guy?
Yeah, you know? We knew he was going to be a defensive ace, but you just thought, oh, he'll be like a really good athletic defender.
And we just and wouldn't talk about his defense. Like all we talk about is his offense.
I know.
So exactly. Leo in the chat says he hasn't fully unlocked his Skyrim skill tree. Leo, welcome back.
Right. He's unlocked the defense branch. Now he's got to start putting points into handling.
And that's right. I just like that thought.
Yeah.
So they go on in the interview, and a lot of what it seems that Flagg has been working on this summer, and he says that, McKenzie says that Flagg has worked a lot with the Dallas strength and conditioning team, the new Dallas strength coach, which I think that it's important to mention.
That is, yes.
After all the kerfuffles toward the tail end of the season, and building functional strength is probably the most important skill for him to try to build upon early on, just because, you know, he looked great in college, had no problems. But again, it's just, we're talking about taking a step up. Injury prevention stuff is apparently a lot of what they've worked on, which I don't think you can really adequately prepare for an 82 game season until after you've experienced an 82 game season. It's just not like it happens with every rookie at one point or another, but I like the fact that they're attempting to be proactive about that. I think that's pretty fun. Was there anything else from this that you thought was at least worth covering?
I like you kind of hit on what I was thinking about the injury prevention stuff, which seems like these newer, like you look at rookies the last two or three years, like I remember this was a big thing for Wembanyama. Like these guys seem much more cognizant of that. I don't know, maybe more so than it feels like maybe previous generations. Like, I don't know if that's because they've just watched like Cooper has been watching since he's like, a teenager. Well, he's still a teenager, which is so stupid. But, like he's in junior high, like he's watching all these guys. Like, there's just been a rash of injuries, in pro sports a lot, and especially the NBA. Like you look at all these devastating like Achilles injuries. Like, I feel like we've had more Achilles injuries in the last 10 years than we had like the previous 20. Of course, don't quote me on that. But when I was growing up in high school, so that's like 2000, from 2002 to like 2007, middle school, high school, I do not remember NBA players coming down with Achilles injuries like this. Mm-hmm. And like maybe ACL too, but like the bad injuries that knock you out for a season or a year. I feel like that's happening a lot. And obviously there's been a lot of reporting about why that's happened with youth basketball and the way players
move is different.
Yeah. And the game is much more physically demanding than it was 25 years ago. So that part's important, and that's good to know, because he's a physical player. Like, he is going to initiate, he's going to seek out contact. So everything that he can do to, stay healthy is paramount. And like, that's something that honestly, I know like Dirk never suffered. He didn't suffer a major injury that knocked him out for most of the season until, after the title, that 2012, 2013 season, where I think he got knee surgery in the off season that kept him out like through December. You think about his career, like, yeah, he had some ankle sprains and he had that knee sprain in the playoffs in 2003, but like he never suffered a major like debilitating injury until, he had the really bad ankle stuff, but he was already 40 by then. So you can't really, but in his prime, he was relatively healthy. So, that's another thing that I think Dirk's training, his flexibility and kind of I think he said he did a lot of yoga and stuff with Holger, if I remember right. So, all that, all that stuff sounds good. And I'm glad to hear that Cooper's focusing on that, because I think that's important. Like, you can't just be, I got to lift weights and get like stronger.
That's
like,
right.
That's
right. The interview goes on to talk about, in terms of skill work, he's really focusing on his handle.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but is also nice. It's like, I've spent so much of my offseason concerns worrying about ball handling stuff, and to know, it's just nice. It's being reassured. Mm-hmm. The way he's getting his shot off in different ways, learning to get cleaner, looks off faster, that sort of stuff is, basketball and sports, I talk to my kid about this all the time. It's like, it's repetition, 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 and then repeating those things some more. It's just kind of an ongoing process where you have to reteach your body how to do certain things. And it's just a lot of work. And, there's always the risk and concern of overtraining, but I think like if the Mavericks are confident in their medical staff and strength team, they're probably, we should feel good about going into the right balance with Cooper Flagg, because he's gotten this far and he's young enough to where, now's kind of the time for accelerated growth. Okay, so about 15 minutes in, we're going to take a quick break here, insert some ads. I know they're long. I'll see if I can figure out a way to do something about that in the season, but the ad breaks are what we've been asked to put in, and listening to those, even if it takes 2 minutes of your time, that is what helps Josh and I make a little bit of revenue. So we will be right back, and we got one more thing we're going to talk about, and it's less fun.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading, and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And we're back. The season is ramping up. Training camp in another 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, there'll be basketball being played in like 20 days. It's really coming up quick. If you are at all interested in our show and you haven't subscribed, please do so. We'll be hosting a higher volume of shows. That's kind of an understatement. And then we will, you know, I'll be hosting, the show here that you can participate in. I haven't done that one as much just because I just don't feel like there's anything to talk about. And I don't want to accidentally do the thing where we talk too much and then say something we don't mean to say. We meaning me. So it's kind of where we are. The last part, do you want to go over it or should I read what's in Stein's report here?
Yeah, you can take it.
So the Mavericks got together out in California, Newport Beach, earlier this month, kind of as a team get together. And Mark Stein is reporting that it was well attended, which is nice. Stein also dropped this little nugget in there, which he did on, you know, the way he does this stuff. I value his ability to like sneak in borderline nonsense and make it feel important, because what we're about to say next is going to pivot to the rest of the conversation, which is like, it's like 12 words and we're going to get 10 minutes of talking out of it. So, quote, word is Anthony Davis, though he was not able to participate in the on-court activities there as he continues to recover from July eye surgery to repair a detached retina, did host a dinner for his teammates while they were working out in Southern California.
It begins.
Sorry, my son popped his head in to ask me a question. So it begins is a bit of an understatement. So, you know, let's go back. Yep. July, you shared the story with me. July 8th is when Shams reported that Anthony Davis had surgery for a detached retina that he suffered during the season. I cannot stress enough to you guys how fucking crazy it is if the Mavericks let Anthony Davis actually play with the detached retina. I think what these reports are banking off of is that we all don't have access to the internet or won't ask a doctor about what this actually means. Detached retinas are not good. I have had so many people come up and share their stories with me over the summer. I kid you not, it is at least 10 people that have told me about detached retinas that they suffered. So for Anthony Davis to have a floating retina at some point between what it was, so it's like, let's just say late April, because he played in the closing games, right?
Yeah, he was in the play-in. Remember, he was in the play-in. Dropped like 40 points. Yeah,
let's just say it happened then, and then he had to get it dealt with. The challenge that we're running into, guys, is that the recovery timetable for a detached retina is a really long time. So for them to make this announcement on July 8th, even though he could have had the surgery at any point in the previous 7 weeks, leaves us with a lot of open questions, because it is now September 16th. ChatGPT, not always the most reliable, all these large language models can get a little goofy. But with a direct question like this, I'm gonna assume that it's what it's telling me here is correct. The typical timeline for recovery, initial healing is most people need 2 to 4 weeks after the surgery. Full recovery, vision improving for 3 to 6 months, sometimes a year. Some people may have lasting changes in vision depending on how much the retina was damaged. Repair. As far as activity restrictions for several weeks after the surgery, doctors often restrict heavy lifting, strenuous activity, and or certain head positions. I just want to point out the range of outcomes that we're sort of talking about here. I don't want to sit here and freak out about his health, because there's so much that's left to the imagination.
Yeah, like we could get to, you know, training camp could start and maybe he's back and then all of this is for nothing. But
right. The challenge now is that training camp is in 2 weeks.
Right.
So.
And you have Mark Stein is not going to float shit out there just to, to stir the shit, so to speak. So, yeah, that sucks. I mean, ESPN, they reported the surgery. So their story dropped on July 8th. And their story says Dallas Mavericks all-star Anthony Davis underwent a procedure to repair a detached retina. So when the story was published, he had already, it doesn't say when he got the surgery, but
the Mavericks haven't announced a thing.
No, they haven't. So presumably he got it done. Oh, if that story published July 8th and he'd already had it done, I mean,
you know. I feel like second half of June is like the likely answer here.
Yeah. And with this stuff, like you said, like after you get it done, you can't really do anything. It's not like a hamstring, like you can't stretch it out. It's your eye. Like you have to like chill. You can't run around with a detached retina that just healed. But yeah, it sucks. I don't know what else to say other than if he's not practicing to start training camp, like in any way? Like if he's out completely, like if he's not even like limited, or maybe he's not doing, you know, 5v5, but he's going through drill. Like, but if he's not doing anything to start training camp in 2 weeks, like that's going to suck, because it's going to take it. The conversation shifts from what I want to talk about, which is how does this weird talented roster fit together? And it goes back to, you know, the bullshit of like, oh, so this guy's not playing again, like after he didn't play last season. And yeah, he had two healthy seasons with Los Angeles before he got traded to the Mavericks, but the track record before those two seasons is also bad. And then we have to talk about this, and then people have to tell us, oh, well, you guys are just haters. He played more games. And it's just like, I just don't want to go through that rigmarole. Like, to start the season, like, can we at least get 2 weeks of regular season play of him being healthy before he gets hurt? Like, if we start training camp and he's already like not practicing, we don't know his status, we don't know if he's going to be available on opening night. Like, that just sucks. Like, so, it just sucks.
Allow me a counter thought.
Okay.
This came to my mind last night when I was talking to frenemy of the show, Knife Talk Mavs on Twitter. And I said, you know, him not being in the lineup actually really removes a splinter.
It does.
It allows us to quite literally answer the question, what does this team look like without Anthony Davis?
Yeah, we talked about all summer about, mm-hmm. would it make more sense for them to trade him for as much as you can while his value is as high as it can be, yep. rebuild around Cooper and the 20-year-olds.
But more than that, here's my other thought.
Okay.
I still have lingering concerns about every one of his other injuries. More time away.
He never got surgery for that abdominal thing.
That's right. And my understanding of it is the only real way to move on past that issue, to make sure it doesn't come back, is the surgery. So my non-doctor brain is saying more time away from the situations that caused it, the better. Now, I know that's not how it actually works, because you need your body to be in game shape, and being in game shape, as we know with Luka Doncic, is not a straightforward thing. If you start behind the eight ball, or if you start kind of in a bad place, sometimes it's hard to get where you want to go.
It's hard to catch up.
But I'm just sort of thinking, like, if this team, like, the team has the built-in function to not have Anthony Davis, like, that I actually believe was by design, as much as they will never admit it. So it's just, there's not like a silver lining here, because I want Anthony Davis to play, but I am talking myself into the concept of, you know what, if this isn't a thing, the only part that's going to be annoying about Anthony Davis not playing is the narrative of Anthony Davis. Yes. That sucks. But the basketball portion of it, we've been looking at this from all sides, and I'm like, okay, let's see it. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for training, for opening night starting lineup to be D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson, Cooper, PJ Washington, Derek Lively. Like, that wouldn't be terrible. You know, that if there's some pros to letting Cooper and PJ be your forwards, getting a little bit more spacing, getting Klay into the starting lineup, if we assume that he's going to be the one who gets squeezed and comes off the bench when AD is healthy. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And I mean, that's like that lineup, and then the lineup with AD at the five, and then you play PJ and Cooper at the forwards, and, you know, throw in Klay, throw in whoever else at the guards. Like, those are my two favorite lineups. The no AD forwards with Lively, the two good forwards with Lively, and then AD at five with the two forwards, and then whatever guards. Like, I want to see what those look like. So, at least knock on wood, we get one of them on opening night.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it's gonna be exhausting. I don't want to talk. Like, I just don't want to talk about it. It pisses everyone off, and it's not fun.
It's typecasting. Like,
yeah,
we so much
of lead into the stereotype, AD.
Right, and so much of how we ended last season was just like, oh, what's the worst possible series of things that could happen, and then they all did.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, okay, this is, and you know, we're just kind of, you know, talking with the guys over here about the season. I think that, you know, there's always going to be a faction of people that are kind of never over the Cooper thing. But I think when it comes to just like basketball, everyone's kind of ready to see some more basketball. Right. Ready. That's all I got. I think we should that's be done.
Fine. Yeah.
Close up early.
That's fine. Close up early. We still talk for almost 30 minutes when nothing happened. Really,
that's true.
If you think about it.
That's true. I'm going to go. My wife's out of town. Went to the wedding early. I'm going to go watch some Kirk-coded TV.
Good for you.
Including Noah Hawley's Alien Earth, which is just so weird. Totally dig it. And who knows what I'm going to do. I've been like reading a book before the season starts. It's been nice.
Good for you.
We're going to be in a great place mentally when the season starts, guys, only for the Mavericks to absolutely ruin any sort of zen we have. But that's life.
Yep.
Okay, friends, Kirk and Josh, thanks so much for hanging out. Everybody be safe, be good. Leave comments if the spirit so moves you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Go Mavs!
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.